Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 50th Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm joined by actor Filip Pławiak, who is here with the film The Red Spider. Thanks very much for joining us.
I'm glad to talk to you.
Right, so would you like to introduce our listeners, first of all, to a little bit and tell them a little bit about your character and the story of the film?
The film is a story about the human nature, I think, about the evil side of human nature that I think is in every one of us somewhere, hidden very, very, very deep somewhere, but sometimes it increases very much and some strange things happen. And the film is, of course, about the psychology of serial killers, because one of the main characters is a serial killer. And my character is an ordinary guy from normal family. He's a diver to the water, and the film starts when he sees something in the funfair, and something happens inside him, something changes, and it's like a trigger, I think.
The way I kind of like to describe it to people is that he awakens to a fascination with death, and is eventually distracted by love too.
Yes.
But the thing that we were talking about briefly before the interview is that the thing about this film is that it doesn't tell its viewers what to feel about the characters, because they do some strange stuff.
Yes, I think that this is the most important in that film, that you've got the chance to decide what you want to think about this movie. It makes, like Marcin, the director, Marcin Koszałka, says that for him, the most important thing in making movies is that you have to make a movie, and when you watch it, you want to have a movie again in your head, to think about it, to decide. And he didn't want to give some, how to say it,
he didn't want to spoon feed the viewer and tell them exactly what they were supposed to
be. Because there is no fun then for the viewer. Exactly. And I think that's a good part of that movie, that you can, that the movie can stay in your head for a long time.
Yeah. And also the viewer can interact with the film a lot more. But in terms of you, I'd like to know how you got involved with the film in the first place.
I went to the audition, and the first one was for the, I don't know, maybe 10 guys or maybe 20. And then I got to the second part of the casting, when where only two of us left, and I made it. Marcin decided to give me that part, and we had a meeting. We talked about the screenplay, and then he was sure that he wanted to make that movie with me. So I was very glad, because before the second part of the casting, then I read a script,
right.
And after I read the script, I totally wanted to act in that movie, because that was a great opportunity. And sometimes many actors wait for the part like that for whole life.
Really? Yeah. So when you read the script, you knew that you had to play the character.
Yeah. I wanted it so much, and it happened.
So you actually were fascinated by the way in which your character is fascinated by something that people should be scared of and run away from.
Yes. I was fascinated of that fascination. That's
exactly,
true.
basically, you got the script and you read it. Was there anything in particular about the character that you liked and that made you want to play?
Oh, I liked that the character was so complicated.
Yeah.
That it was a really hard thing to build his way in this movie, to build all of those things which happened inside of him, and but it was hard, but it was fun, because I became an actor to do the things like that.
Challenge yourself.
You don't have a fun doing the job when something comes easy.
When
you just have to go and be yourself or something, that when you don't have to look deep inside of you to find something, and that's a fun
part. You know, I think it wouldn't have been easy to play this part too, because you play a character that is very quiet, So a lot of the times you have to show a lot of his emotions by actually not showing the emotions and keeping it all bottled up. Is that hard to do? Does it come natural to do that when you're acting?
It's harder than talking much, very much in the movie, because you've got to stay concentrated all the time, to stay focused, not to lose any second of the movie, you know. And it was hard, but I liked it, you know. It was again a challenge for me.
Yeah.
And that was how that character was written. So.
So then, tell me more about how you collaborated with the director on set, and how the collaboration was between the two of you.
Collaboration was very good, because fortunately we had an opportunity before starting of the movie to meet, you know, to. We went to the camp, and where we can just find some common language between us, and that was really good for us. So on the set, sometimes even without the words, I understood what Marcin wanted me to do, and sometimes one word was exactly what I needed.
Right.
A good clue from Marcin. And Marcin, yeah, it was a really good job with him, because he is, I think that he's kind of genius. Because he exactly knew what he wanted to do, and he has a really good sense of hearness.
He hears very well.
He maybe because he's a documentary director, and because of his. Because that he is an DOP also, he can perfectly use image in the movie, you know.
Yeah.
And that was fine for me, really.
Right. Yeah. Well, The Red Spider is a great film, and you were awesome in it. And I thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you. It was a pleasure for me.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.